You're Going Beyond, a podcast for aspiring and established independent spa professionals and mind-body practitioners with Darlene Richardson of Embodied by Exhale Spa Escapes and special guest Nikita Reed with Branded by Nikki.
All right. I want to welcome everybody to Beyond with me, Darlene, with Embodied by Exhale Spa Escapes, and our special guest today, Nikita Reed. Today we're going to be talking about branding. We might venture out into different aspects of branding, like personal branding and business or branding for your business purposes, but all in all, we'll be discussing branding. So, Miss Nikita, if you would just tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do, what you offer, that kind of thing.
Hi. Well, yes, I am Nikita Reed. I am a content strategist. I currently work for National Wildlife Federation, and I actually direct their online digital branding and their voice and tone and how they reach their audiences. I studied at the University of Arkansas in journalism and communication. I'm actually a professor there, too. And I teach an online class in journalism, and we have to talk a lot about messaging and media messages and how our messages can influence or affect other people, especially how we perceive other people. So I've probably been in messaging and branding a lot longer than I thought. It's manifested in ways I never expected, and that's my life.
Okay. Cool beans. Now, this was a little bit that you told me, and I know that I've known you for a little while now, and know the things that you've done and the things that you're getting ready to do. And with all that I know and all that you've shared, you are definitely qualified and overqualified to discuss and talk about branding and everything branding. So I want to thank you for joining us. As always, it is always my full hope and expectation that the listeners are able to gain something from the discussions that we have. And I invite all the listeners to take heed to things that ring true for you, because, of course, not everything is for everybody. And therefore, you are invited to dismiss the things that are not for you. So we're not, you know, forcing anybody to do any particular thing. We're not saying anything is completely right or wrong. We're just giving, like, advice, tips, suggestions, recommendations for what a person can do to not only build their self personally, personal development, but also build their businesses. And particularly with the followers of Beyond, our mind-body business practitioners. So with all of this being said, I want to just kind of pick your brain a little bit and ask you questions that I think people might, who don't know anything about branding, might be interested in knowing. So I'm going to ask you, what is your definition of a brand?
Okay. Branding is who you are. It's the foundation. Branding is how we identify ourselves and how we expect other people to identify us as well. It's kind of like you always hear to talk about your public and private self. This is definitely your public self. That's your brand. It's your je ne sais quoi. You know, it's your flavor. You know, it's what people recognize in you and what you want them to recognize in you and what you want to put forth out there. And most people hear the term brand, they always assign it to a company, but brand can be your person and your resume is covered in your brand. Your cover letter is especially your brand, and that's your brand voice. So in a nutshell, the brand is just the foundation, who you are or what you represent.
Okay. I like your term brand voice. I haven't heard that put that way before. But when I hear you talk about your brand, you know, private versus your public self, when you say public self, it makes me think about, like, your reputation. Especially for people who be like, who are like, you know, why should I even consider or think about branding? Like, I'm just a regular old person. Yeah, you know, I might, you know, have my own practice or work independently in some shape, form, or fashion. But it's not like I'm Ghouls or a Massage Envy or Massage Heights or, you know, one of the other chains of mind-body professional. So why would someone who is not the face of one of those bigger companies, why would they be concerned, or why should they probably be concerned about their brand or building a brand?
Well, it depends on their goal, too. But on a base level, and another way to, like, visualize it, let's say you have three readers, right? People who say they love books.
Mm-hmm.
What distinct readers from each other, right?
They do what from each other? I'm sorry, I missed something.
Brand is going to be the way they can distinguish themselves from each other.
Oh.
So on the very top, you can see, okay, these three people, they love to read. Okay, that's cool. But what distinguishes them from each other? So let's say reader one really likes romance novels, and she has like a whole list of authors that are going to appeal to her. And so everything she reads, everywhere she goes, the type of events she goes to, you know, in terms of like enjoying those books, is going to have to do with those types of authors and those types of books and those type of storylines. Maybe that's also going to coincide with what she watches on television and her ideas about romance. You know, all of this stuff is kind of building from one interest. Let's say the next person loves science. So naturally, you can see they got all sorts of posters, like from Star Trek and Star Wars, and they have action figures, and they're really into the movie. But they read the book first, and they're that type of reader.
Mm-hmm.
They like that type of stuff. And the third person may be really nonfiction oriented. You know, maybe they're a journalist, and they like to read true stories and biographies and memoirs, and they'll go to lectures and speeches. You know, and they might really like documentaries. So this is like one interest stand out three different ways, and each person has their own brand.
Mm.
The same thing with a job seeker. Okay, what type of job seeker? You know, maybe this person is really good with their hands, and they're looking for construction jobs, or they're looking for jobs that make them that let them use their hands and actually dig in. You know, and it's hands on, and like they like to. They think of things a different way. You know, they like to look at logical sequences and instructions. You know, they don't want to think and imagine. And say they want 1 + 1 = 2, right?
Yeah.
That's their branding. The next person might be a helper. And so administrator jobs are going to appeal to her. She loves order. She loves things in the place. You know, so of course she's going to go from they may go for a clerical position or something that they can help people do their jobs better, or, you know, clarity, XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the third person may be that artsy person. You know, maybe they like museums and, you know, analyzing things and wondering what they mean. That's going to frustrate the first person who is hands-on. That's just his brand. That's just who he is. So on a base level, branding is just what distinguishes you. It separates you out.
Okay.
And we do these things whether we think we do or not. You know, regardless if we think we're putting out a brand or not, when somebody judges you or they look at you, they look at your shoes and your hairdo, they're taking in your brand.
Right.
That you are the cover of your book, whether you like it or not. You're sitting on the subway and you're reading something, people are like, I'm making a determination about you. You just told them something about you and yourself and your brand.
Yeah, and I know, you know, like you said, even if you're not trying to build your brand or establish or voice your brand or not, you're doing it.
Yeah.
So for those, are there other ways to think about your brand for people who are not actively trying to build a brand other than like what they look like?
I think it's in what you do and what you have an interest in.
Okay.
You know, think about it. Let's say you have a Netflix account or Hulu. You ever notice when you like something and you put 5 stars?
Yeah.
Netflix makes a determination. That's because they have a profile on you. They know exactly who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you watch and the more you rate, the more they know. And they're creating this idea of a person without even having to see you. They're looking at your actions.
Mm.
So even if you don't want to build it, your actions drive what you attract to you. you know, and what you're putting out into the world. So let's say you're not even using your brand or you're thinking about building a brand to get something you want, but you kind of want to, like, reorient your actions. You know, you want to improve how you interact with people. You want to attract people who you get along with, you know, who you can be friends with. They need to know enough about you to determine if that's what they want to align themselves with as well, you know. So it's like it goes on so many different levels, you know. And before we even put a name to it, we knew what we were doing. Like, you think about cliques. Remember cliques in school? And you're like, oh, okay, those are the athletes. And those are the pretty girls. Those are the really popular people over there. They're the geeks over here. They're the art people over there. They're the theater people over there. You know, we do these little categories from grade school even. Mm-hmm. And it's all built up off of this abstract idea of categorization and grouping. And I hate to say that, you know, but that's how the human brain works. We have to put ourselves into some type of little category to be able to understand it.
Yeah.
In a way, you know, and I mean, that's just one way to look at it. But, and that's why I say it's kind of intuitive, you know, even if you don't want nothing, you're like, you know, all this, these code words of, or buzzwords, a personal brand, and I'm just a person. I'm not a XYZ. But when you go out and you seek relationships with people, you're looking at their brand. And we might not even call it the word brand. Like you say, a reputation or personality or interest, you look at those things. And that goes in that box that you categorize in your brain to remember something about somebody or that you're attracted to in somebody and that you want them around. You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
So do you advocate for, or do you feel like it's important for a person to be deliberate in voicing their brand, or do you think it's situational, depending on, like, you know, who they are and what their, like you say, their goals?
It is on your goals. I think there is a way to do it without being obnoxious and beating people over the head, because you're right. I mean, after a while, and somebody beating their brand over your head, like, I do this and I'm done and da da. It gets annoying, it gets obnoxious, and then you become suspicious, like they're trying to sell me something.
Mm-hmm.
It should be natural, you know. It's kind of, let's say you start off with one thing, you want things associated with you versus you having to plant things, you know.
Oh.
Because
for me, for example, I want people to associate me with stress management and relaxation, with, you know,
exactly,
being calm and at peace and that kind of thing. So I think that's something that I would probably, if when being deliberate about voicing my brand, I will try to put those types of messages out there so that when people think of those things or those types of situations come up, they'll think about me and maybe possibly, you know, think to use my services or, you know, reach out and contact me or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, and I was thinking, you mentioned something about, like, your brand being basically your resume and a way that you set yourself apart. And I know, like, in today's society or world, you know, we're all out here and, you know, it's dog eat dog, I think they say, world. And we're all, you know, working, some of us towards the same goals of getting that perfect job, or, you know, that type of thing. And I feel like there's really enough for all of us out here, especially when we kind of niche it down and let's say, you know, we want to work with a particular type of client or a particular company, or, you know, if we're in pediatric medicine, we want to work with children with allergy issues or something like that, like something that's more niched down or niche out,
yeah,
out. I feel like branding plays a big role in attracting their ideal client or their ideal patient or, you know, the ideal reader or ideal,
yeah,
whoever. So, yeah.
Definitely. And I mean, and then ideal, you know, sometimes people confuse this. I had a discussion with a colleague about this earlier. But, you know, people confuse ideal and, you know, their select type, their ideal client, you know, and most people are like, well, isn't that to being too picky or am I asking for too much? And it's like, no, you know what you work with, you know what you work best with, and you know what's going to work for you and what you do, you know, and it's like, it's not, not too much to say, here's how best I work, here's how I work, here's what's going to work best for you if you're working with me. You know, and that can go with an employer too. You know, not a lot of people feel like or think that when they're interviewing with someone, whether that's for a contract or a job or whatever it is, it's a two-way street.
Yeah.
You're interviewing them too, you know. So, you know, and of course you're going to be nervous, but at the same time, you need to be seeing, is this the type of person I want to work for and give my energy to? Is this the type of person, do I feel comfortable around them? Is this a good vibe? You know, do they meet my expectations? Because that's okay to want, because the more you know yourself, the better you can position yourself in things that are going to serve your needs, you know, and that's perfectly okay. And in a lot of ways, it helps both of you, because if you're unhappy, they're going to be unhappy, you know, yeah. You know, and so, I don't know, it goes so much deeper, but it's okay to know and ask for what you want, because the more you understand yourself and your brand and your needs, the better you're going to come out.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because really to me it seems like that kind of takes a little bit of the pressure off, you know, especially when you're looking for a particular job or looking to grow your business with more clients. You know, it kind of makes it a two-way street when you are determining whether or not, when you're determining whether or not this client is ideal for you, just like they're determining if you're the ideal practitioner for them. So, you know, it's like even when shopping around, I'm sure there are a plethora of more massage therapists, yoga instructors, wellness coaches, and mind-body practitioners in the area that I work in that, you know, specialize in stress management and relaxation. But when someone, a potential client is shopping around and trying to say, well, am I going to go see Darlene or I'm going to go see someone else or somebody else, it's kind of like, how do they determine which one is probably going to be the best fit for them? Now, out of all of us are different because we're different people, but my personality or my delivery style or my offerings might be slightly different, or they will be. They have no choice than the next person. So it's just about creating a brand that reflects that, so it gives the client the information they need to make the best decision.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. This is the last thing that I think I want to just ask you, unless something just kind of spontaneously comes up in conversation, but what would you consider to be like the most essential aspects of establishing an effective brand when a person is deliberately trying to get a message out about themselves or want to build a public reputation that looks a particular type of way? Like, do they need to think about, like, making a logo, maybe a tagline, having base colors, I don't know.
Okay. And maybe it's not just one thing, but I know you shouldn't step foot into a graphic designer's office until you know exactly who you are, and that includes your values and your goals. What is your mission? You know, why do you even exist? Why do I need another XYZ, you know? Because you saw the, that's okay. If you said, well, I saw a need for this and I'm out to blah, 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 blah. That's who you are. That's what you are here today. You know, you top, no matter who the customer is, you know they're coming to you. You know they're coming to get XYZ and they're going to leave feeling like XYZ, right? That's your service. That's who your value. That's who you are. And then what you do, exactly. So, yeah, like you, achieve this, and this is how you're going to help them achieve that. I think people skip over that, or they don't go into more detail. They don't make sure that they understand it like the back of their hand. You know that at your core, you can't, don't fancy it up. Bare bones. I do this so people can do that.
Okay.
Case in point. Then once you know that, you have a solid name, whether you know it's your own services or yourself or it's a company you try to grow, whatever it is, then you could go to somebody and say, hey, here's what I have, here's my service, here's my product, and create me a logo, which is awesome. The type of colors, the type of business you're in, they're all something like, Darlene, you do calm stuff, you know, and your business has a lot of blues and greens, because guess what? That calms people. It's nourishing. It's peaceful. That's your brand. You know, those colors are going to elicit those type of feelings. That's part of your goal, to elicit those type of feelings in people. So that's why I say from the jump, paper and pen, old-fashioned, you put down who you are, which includes your values and your mission in life with this project or whatever it is. And if, even if it's you giving your service, cool, what is your mission in life? That, that might be a little grand, but you know. And then what you're going to do to get to that goal or that mission? What do you do to do it? Selling milkshakes at the fair, or whatever it is, something tangible that you can go out and tell somebody that you do, and they can buy it from you on the spot, or get your card to contact you in the future on the spot. No, what I'm trying to do, no try. What do you do? You know, black and white. That's it. And then you can, from there, once you have that foundation, you can start to grow into the feelings, you know, that you want to listen in people, the things you want them to think about when they think about your mission or your things. You don't have to be, you bring that into their mind, but you already answer that question, and you let them think up those things for you. Because advertising is where you say it over and over and over, this is who I am, this is who I am, this is who I am. But marketing is kind of an intuitive thing. When they see your image and they read your words, they are going to understand who you are. That's branding. Mm. Yes.
Awesome, then. Well, thank you so much, Nikita, for joining us and sharing all of your knowledge and giving your advice, your recommendations, and your thoughts and things. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure our listeners do, too. Do you have any final thoughts or anything you want to share with the audience?
Yeah, I mean, just doubt ourselves, and we think, you know, something's already been done. But I, you know, I got some great advice from somewhere. I don't even remember where I heard it or remember it, but we each all have our own flavor. We have our own style of doing something. So even though there might be 10 people doing what you thought about doing, I think about it a different type of way. And that's for the brand. Who they are, and they'll feel more comfortable going to you. In particular, it's like a billion people in the world, somebody's going to buy from you. You just have to reach them with your own flavor and hope and feel that they're going to be attracted to what you have to offer and attract. That's it.
Good deal. Well, thanks again. I thoroughly enjoyed having you on this call, having you on this podcast today. I hope that we'll be able to connect again in the future for some other something other. And we'll conclude with that. I want to bid everyone that's listening well, go forth and build, okay? Let's go forth and build. And build our mind-body businesses and achieve and sustain success by our own definition. Thanks. Have a good one. Peace and till. Bye.
Hi, this is Candace Holyfield, also known as the Six Figures Project on Instagram. I am inviting you all to join the Spa Boss Tribe. We're connecting with therapists across the United States. It's free business tips. It's free spa conference calls. You just text the word owner to 31996 to join. It's absolutely free. Monthly calls every single month. Periscope. Free business tip on Instagram at the Six Figures Spot Chick. I look forward to connecting with you. Again, just text the word owner to 31996. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.